Good afternoon. A weak cold front slid through interior New York and New England earlier today. Not much in the way of precipitation with this front, although we're seeing plenty of clouds and areas of fog and drizzle now. More importantly, on the backside of this front, the wind is shifting around to the north and northeast. The combination of this breeze out of the north and the cloud cover will prevent temperatures from reaching the levels that we saw yesterday, and most places will fall 5 to 10 degrees short of Saturday afternoon's highs and stay in the lower to mid-40s. Where the front has yet to completely clear through, in southern parts of New York and New England, we could approach the 50-degree mark, while across the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, temperatures will stay in the upper 30s to around 40. At this point, we'll focus our attention to a slow-moving but developing complex storm system in the southeastern United States. Slowly, over the next couple of days, this storm will intensify and ride up the coast. As a result, skies will remain cloudy tonight. We'll still see patchy areas of drizzle with some rain showers possible, maybe a few pings of sleet or wet snowflakes in the mountains, with temperatures back into the lower and middle 30s. As we get into the day on Monday, skies will remain mostly cloudy with the approach of this low-pressure wave, and an easterly breeze will pick up, increasing the moisture content in the air, eventually leading to some rain and snow showers by mid to late afternoon. Precipitation will become more steady as we head into the night on Monday night, mainly in the form of rain and snow in the valleys and snow across the higher terrain, with significant accumulation possible by Tuesday morning. Any deviation in intensity or the path of this storm slightly could significantly alter the amount and type of precipitation that one location sees Monday night into Tuesday. So still some highly uncertain variables in the forecast that'll have to be ironed out over the next 24 to 48 hours. Either way, it looks like the system will head east of Cape Cod on Tuesday and will continue with at least light to moderate areas of precipitation, mainly in the form of snow and rain. As we get into the day on Wednesday, behind this system, we'll track an area of energy through the region with additional rain and snow showers, and highs will be in the lower 40s. The wind will pick up behind the system on Thursday, ushering in somewhat cooler air in the upper 30s with a few snow showers on Thursday, and we'll spend Friday and Saturday cooling down into the mid-30s, though we'll continue with mostly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a rare high risk of severe thunderstorms is likely today across South Georgia, North Florida, and extreme southeastern Alabama. There's also a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the high-risk area from central Florida into the Carolinas. A significant severe thunderstorm and tornado outbreak is expected today across North Florida and South Georgia, with a significant severe threat also expected to extend southward into central Florida and northeastward into the Carolinas this evening. As a mid-level trough approaches from the west, strengthening vertical shear is expected within an unstable warm sector in this region. Observational data confirm the most important aspects of the thermodynamic and kinematic profiles, thus the confidence is high in the unusual combination of ingredients today, including the high instability and effective bulk shear in excess of 70 knots. The result? Long-tracked strong tornadoes will be possible with fast-moving supercells, in addition to damaging winds and large hail. The severe storms and tornado risk will spread northeastward into the Carolinas this evening as the surface cyclone deepens and moves northeastward into the southern Appalachians. In addition, torrential rain associated with the strong to severe storms could produce localized flash flooding. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle today and possibly a rain shower in the upper 30s to around 40. Cloudy with pockets of drizzle or some mixed precipitation tonight in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle today, possibly a rain shower with highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with pockets of drizzle or a few rain showers tonight and lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy, areas of fog and drizzle today, possibly a rain shower, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with pockets of drizzle or some mixed precipitation tonight in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle today, possibly a rain shower with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with pockets of drizzle or some mixed precipitation tonight in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle today and possibly a rain shower with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with pockets of drizzle or some mixed precipitation tonight in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain and snow developing in the mid to upper 30s. A mix of rain and snow, sleet and freezing rain also likely Monday night into Tuesday morning, and more precipitation during the day on Tuesday. A mixed variety across the region with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with some rain and snow showers Wednesday, lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers Thursday and Friday, mid to upper 30s. And mostly cloudy with a few snow showers Saturday and highs staying in the mid 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.